And as you are aware of looking down at the become aware of all of the sacred power points across the planet, the Great Pyramid, the pyramids in South America, the very many churches throughout the planet, all of the sacred power points, vortex points, mountains, sacred mountains, all of these points that are the power points that once formed the consciousness crystalline grid here over this entire planet, protecting this planet, holding the light here in this planet. But then, as many of you know, the dark forces came and disconnected this crystalline grid. But as you also, many of you know, the crystalline grid is being reconnected now by all of you here, the boots on the ground, as well as the many that are in their ships, which are helping to reconnect this Christ consciousness grid, which again holds the light here and allows more and more light to come into the planet as it is held by this Christ consciousness grid, this crystalline grid. And the crystalline grid is also connected to all of the crystals within the planet, all of the millions and millions and millions of crystals that are on the surface of the planet as well as within the planet, in her inner interior, all becoming connected once again, all helping to anchor the light here. And you, each one of you, are a tremendous help in anchoring that light, holding that light here. That is what you came here to do, the mission that you came here for, to hold and anchor the light, and then to share and spread the light. So now, see this consciousness grid, this crystalline consciousness grid, all being reconnected. All of the sacred power points that were dark spaces, now see them bathed within light and reconnecting this part of the grid once again. And along with this, notice the many waves of energy that have been coming into the planet and are still coming in. If you look out past the solar system, out into the galaxy, and you can do that with your third eye, simply just look out past the solar system, out into the galaxy, and see the wave after wave of energy that both have been coming in, because there is no time and space here. You are in the present moment. So you can see what has been as well as what is coming. And you can see these waves of energy that have been coming into the planet, hitting the planet, spreading consciousness across the planet, spreading light, as well as the waves that are still yet coming. And we like to liken this to a series of waves, just as your ocean waves, as they come in and you are sitting on a beach and you see these ocean waves coming in, one after another, and they become larger and larger and larger. This is what is happening now. These waves, not so much larger in size, but higher in consciousness, holding more light, bringing more energy, more gamma light into the solar system, into your planet. Feel those waves of energy now coming through into the solar system, through all of the planets of the solar system, through all of the ships, as the ships help to focus this energy. That is one of the things that they are here to do, is to help focus the energy. Focus the energy down to the planet so that it can then spread. But now see that one pulse of energy, that one pulse that originates from the great central sun of the universe, cosmic source of this universe. And that pulse of energy, which can form into a wave as it comes down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies into the central sun of this galaxy, and through all of the planets and the solar system, and through the sun of this solar system, and see it as a great flash of light, a solar flash, but not of destructive energy, but constructive energy. See it as a flash of gamma light, which will raise the consciousness of the entire planet and even the solar system, and yes, even the galaxy itself, raise consciousness across the entire galaxy. And as this wave hits this great event, the solar flash, which brings about a great changeover to the planet, as this wave of energy, see this wave of energy now spreading across the planet as a tsunami of love that spreads in every direction until it completely engulfs the entire planet. Brings the entire planet and the entire collective consciousness of man, as well as all of the animal consciousness and the plant consciousness, all raising. Maybe not all in the one moment, but in the many moments to come after. Moments, hours, days, even weeks, as this consciousness spreads across the planet. See that happening now. Create that in your mind. Create the consciousness wave, a tsunami of love spreading across the planet, bringing light everywhere, to every crevice of the planet. Wherever there is still darkness, see light coming in and illuminating that darkness. Light everywhere. See all of life on the planet becoming illuminated by that light. All of life. Through this great changeover. As a result of this changeover, see how love incarnate has returned to this planet and overcome all of the darkness, all of the hate, all of the fear. Wherever there was fear, there is now only love, only higher consciousness, higher vibrational frequencies, raising the frequency of all of life here on the planet. Man coming together everywhere. No more distancing. Coming together in oneness, in love, shaking hands, hugging each other, feeling the energy as if you would take the energy that is near the ocean or a body of water and the negative ions that bring that wonderful, blissful feeling over you, but feel it hundreds of times greater now, as it will be, as it catapults the ascension process forward from this great changeover. If you want, for just a moment, see how this great changeover, the event how it brings about a great revealing as well across the planet. And all of those things that have been held back in the shadows are now brought out into the light. All of the many truths that have been held back are brought forward now. Even the truths of the existence of life outside of this planet. And how once that occurs, it is a catalyst to bring about many ships to come into the atmosphere of this planet. And for you to look up into the sky and see these ships. In of all different sizes and shapes and colors, some small, some large, some incredibly large. The fear that once would have been there is now no longer. For you look up at those ships and you feel only love. Love toward those occupants of the ships, as well as love coming from those occupants, those beings. Feel that blissfulness now. Feel that love, that oneness. Envelop the entire planet. And allow yourselves now to bring that bliss, that love, that oneness, back towards your physical body. Bring it back in as you bring your astral and etheric body back into your physical body. As you tuck yourself back in, bring that blissful feeling back in with you. Feel it as you come back into your body now. Come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed within your physical form. And I am Sananda. And I come at this time to continue to help to move you along through this change that is coming over the planet. This is not the great changeover yet, but it is a process that is leading up to it. You are all helping to bring this process forward, this great awakening. And all of you simply need to allow for this process. As the many truths continue to come forward, as they are doing now, all of you are experiencing one truth after another coming forward. And when you hear these truths, you know them to be truths. But there are those that are asleep, many that are still yet asleep. And they hear these truths and they still think of them as false. They still think of them as non-truths because they have been programmed and continue to be programmed. But as these truths continue to come forward, as the revealing continues to come forward, they will begin to awaken more and more to these truths, just as you have throughout your process, your ascension process. You are all going through a great transition now, and that transition is about to move into a new phase. A new phase of understanding and remembering. And I say now remembering because that is what is happening deep within each and every one of you. You know it, you feel it. You are beginning to remember how it needs to be because you come from many different systems, many different understandings of love and oneness and higher consciousness. Higher vibrational frequency. And you know what that feels like. And you are longing for that. Each one of you are longing for that oneness once again. That feeling of higher consciousness within you. You remember it and you long for it now. But you also know that it is a process. We have been telling you for some time now, this is a process of ascension. You are being readied. You are being prepared for it. You are helping to prepare yourselves for it. But it is not an overnight sensation. And you have to continue to allow for the many changes to come forward, even though it seems at times to bring you down, because you become emotionally involved in it once again. You find yourself back in the muck and mire of the third dimensional illusion. But just as fast as you find yourself in it, you know you can take yourself out of it. And many of you do. Most of you do. At a moment's time, a moment's notice, you feel it, you allow it for a bit, and then you bring yourself out of it. And you have many tools to do this, many, many tools that you have been given or that you remember. Some of you utilize crystals to help you to remember. And those crystals hold the energy, hold the knowings and the remembrances within them. And they connect to your central nervous system and help to bring that remembrance, that inner knowing back to you, so that it becomes not just a belief within you, but a full knowing. And that is what is occurring within all of you now. As the knowings are coming forward, the belief is coming forward. And the belief, as you know it, is leading to the creation of everything, your lives around you. It is not your lives that are creating you. It is you that are creating your lives. You are creating your own realities. And you must more and more come to realize that. And you as a collective whole are also doing that more and more as more and more people begin to awaken. And that awakening process is now moving into a full force here and now. And this awakening is moving forward as more things are coming forward. Many more people even are coming forward. You call them whistleblowers. And they are bringing the truth forward now and bringing understandings to help to awaken those that are still asleep. But those that are still asleep are on the edge. Just as you were once on the edge, they are now on the edge as well. Many, many more. And as they are on the edge, it only takes just a little bit of light, just a little bit of truth to set them over the other side of higher vibration and higher consciousness. You are the catalyst, all of you. We have said this many, many times. The catalyst, the ones that move ahead, the way showers, to show the way forward. You are all the John the Baptists, showing the way for the Christ consciousness to come forward. So embrace your role, my friends. Embrace it. Hold on to it. And know that what you came here to do, you are right there now, ready to move again to that next phase of your awakening and of the collective conscious awakening of the planet. I am Sananda, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness and brother and sisterhood, that all can move ahead in this awakening process and move through their own personal ascension. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Home greetings to you. One of Sarah's here, and Shoshana is here, and we are ready to entertain your questions and to help to continue to move this along, because you are coming to a point very quickly now. So Sananda did not mention this, but as you know, your election process is coming forward, and it is a great changeover in itself here. It is not, of course, the event, but it is a changeover that is coming to bring about a great many revealings to all that are yet asleep and will help to assist in their various alarm clocks going off, just as yours went off at various points in your lives and helped you to awaken. Those alarm clocks are ready to blast off for many. And yes, some of them, just as you did at that time, will reach out and hit the snooze button and say, no, I'm not ready yet. And again, hit the snooze button and no, I'm not ready yet. But they will. They will eventually, just as you did, not hit the snooze button and say, okay, I guess it is time for me to wake up now. And they will come to that just as you have. Be patient, people. Be patient, our friends, because your time and their time is coming. We are ready now for questions. Do you have questions for One Who Serves and Shoshana? You can unmute your phones. We always forget to say that. These crazy contraptions, your phones. Unmute your phones so you can ask your questions. Or if no questions, then we will be done here.
I have a question about when.
Oh. Yes?
Go ahead. No, you can go. It's okay. I was just curious about medical beds.
You were curious about medical deaths?
Beds. Medical beds.
And what is your curiosity? What do you want to know about them?
Is that something that's going to happen here on the planet shortly?
My goodness, dear sister, they are a precursor of what is going to happen, what is coming here. In other words, they are already available, not to the general public yet, but they are coming in that respect. But they are just a small facsimile of what you can expect in the times ahead in terms of the crystalline chambers, the healing chambers, all of this. They are a beginning of that, but not the full consciousness that is needing to be involved in terms of bringing together sound vibration and consciousness within the vibration here to work within the physical body, the central nervous system, to bring about the connection with your DNA. In other words, to map the DNA so that, say, someone who has lost a limb, that DNA process is still there. That vibration is still there. It is never gone. And these medical beds, or the ones that come after that more so, will be able to regrow that limb. And many other things, such as rejuvenation pods, if you want to call them chambers, rejuvenation chambers that will literally take years and years and years of aging off of your bodies, because it will be, again, connected with your DNA process and bring all of that together. Okay, Shoshana?
We cannot add to this.
Very good. Then, was this sufficient for an answer for you?
Perfect.
Yes, very good. Would there be other questions here?
Hello, it's Drusilla. I just wanted to know if you had anything that you could, any further information on the announcement that will be coming and how close we are to that.
When you say announcements, have you not been having many different announcements for some time here? You are just looking for that one great announcement, that one thing that just catapults everyone all at once into from their sleep state into an awakening state. And that in itself is not going to happen. You are not going to have that type of announcement, at least not yet. But there are a series of announcements, revealings, even better than announcements, we will call them revealings of truth, that have already been coming forward and more yet to come forward. Your the rest of this month and your next month, November and into December, are going to be quite astounding in many respects in terms of these various revealings that are coming forward. So when I said this last time, it's the end of your call, be ready. That is what I was speaking about. Be ready for these many announcements that are coming forward, many revealings that are going to be, well, revealed. Okay. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We believe that you have given fully the answer to this.
Very good. Would there be any other
questions? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, would there be other questions here?
Oh, hello.
All right. Oh, go ahead.
What are twin flames and what the possible impact on the ascension process that is happening now?
My goodness, that is a topic that we could go on and on for, but we think Shoshana would have a wonderful understanding of this if she would share it. Would you wish to share on this, Shoshana?
This is a difficult topic.
Yeah.
This is a complex topic. And we will share on this somewhat. As many who have been on this call have an understanding of this in certain respects. So may we share with you, dear brother?
Oh, yes, please.
The consciousness known as the twin flame is the other half of your own consciousness. It is the other half of understanding. It creates a union, you might say. It creates a wholeness within the spiritual being to understand more further their own ascension process. This is a very complex and difficult subject. The twin flame is the twin to your own consciousness, you see. So you must seek to understand yourself. You must seek to know who you are. You must seek to fully be aware of who you are to gain the consciousness of the other side of yourself known as the twin flame. Namaste.
Very good. Was
Thank
this
you.
Sufficient of an answer for you? Yes? Well, then we move on. Are there other questions here?
Well, this is Lorelei. I was just curious. I have my cat sitting on my stomach right now. And
the curiosity killed the cat. Don't forget that.
Oh, that's right. They are curious beings. Well, so I've had many cats, many...
Satisfaction brought it back. That is your saying, is it not?
Satisfaction brought it back?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I never heard that part of it, actually.
Yes.
I never heard the second part.
Anyway, your question, we apologize for just interluding here.
A little levity, that's okay. So as far as cats go, I've had a lot of cats and always been, you know, had an affinity for cats. And sometimes I've had, you know, just, you know, been separated from my cats for one reason or another, which would be very difficult at the time. But so I'm curious about cats. And I read one place where they have, they are actually traversing many, different realities. Like they're, when they're sleeping and they're laying around all day, they're actually going different places. And I don't know what the word for that is. Like they're multidimensional. And so I'm curious about a little more about that and also why I have such an affinity for them, if you have any word on that.
Very good. We would say here, just as the cats are and other animals, so too are humans in terms of multidimensional, as you have heard many, many times. And in your sleep state, just as in the cat's sleep state, you go places as well. It is an alternate understandings, we will say here, that you go through in your sleep process. Dreams are so much more than just dreams as you have come to understand them. And the connection with you and cats go back very, very far, not even only here in these lifetimes, although you had Egyptian lifetime and Lemurian lifetime and Atlantean lifetime and so on, where you have been associated with cats and the even more so the animal world as a whole. You have a very strong affinity to animals in general. And it goes, though, far, far back before you even came here to this evolution here on this planet from other systems. Syria as one example here. And you have many more as well. We cannot go into all of this. This will all come back to you in your remembrances as you move through your ascension process. And just in your questioning this, the remembrances are starting to come back within you, and you are beginning to recognize that, even though you are not fully trusting it yet. But it is coming. And you will find if you allow yourself, if you let go enough, and let yourself be in higher vibrations around this cat and cats and other animals as well, you might find that you can even speak to them and they can speak to you and you can understand them if you allow it. Okay, Shoshana?
We will share on this. May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, we find that as one who serves has given, and he has given all that really needs to be given here, but we find that you as a being has a great connection, a great affinity for the consciousness of this species of being that you find yourself connected to. You have an affinity for this, as one who serves has indicated, because you do much of what they do. You also understand and share their vast understanding of the universe. These are not animals, you see. These are not creatures that humans think that are beneath them. These are amazing, broad, understanding beings that have come to sample the third dimensional world and to be with you, to be somewhat companions for you and to help you understand their knowledge of the universe, you see. They are multidimensional beings as you are, but they know they are, and they experience this often and do not doubt that they are multidimensional beings. And they are attempting in many ways, if you have an affinity for these beings, to share with you their understanding. We find that you have glimpsed this, and as one who serves has given, you may communicate with them, but you must be very conscious of the communication and listen carefully as they are giving you signs, when signs and understandings of how they are connected to you. When they lay in your lap, for example, when they cuddle with you, for example, they are showing you the realm of unconditional love. They are showing you the realm of unconditional love, and at the same time, they are showing you neutrality in that unconditional love, you see. It is vast. The subject is vast, but just know that these beings are beyond us. They are way beyond human understanding at this moment. Namaste.
And we will go just a little bit further with this, not just for this one who has asked this question, but to all that are on this call and all that resonate to these words, that you all have a somewhat of an affinity as you have been raising your vibration, working to reconnect your DNA process here, and you are able to connect with these animals. If, again, if you allow it, if you can believe it, then you can see it, you can feel it, you can experience it. Not only with animals, but with plants and trees. Have you ever, you've heard the saying, hug a tree, but what about hugging a tree and talking to a tree, communicating with a tree? You will find that they have tremendous, tremendous wisdom to impart to you if you allow it.
Yeah.
Okay? Very good. We are ready for next question, if there is one.
On her service, can I ask one?
Yes, you can, dear Thomas, yes.
Thank you. You said that we're in the process of remembering, and I'm just wondering what's the best way to accelerate the process of remembering, or at least to make the previous lives available so that we can start helping ourselves to remember. I'm just wondering how to remember better.
Very good. And that is a wonderful question, but it is not something you can force. It is not something that you can simply say, okay, now I'm going to begin to remember where I came from, or many different things that are within your remembrances, such as your past lives or your connection to higher levels of being, such as the galactics and all of this. All of this is there for every one of you, but you, again, must allow it to be. And as you allow it, it will begin to become more and more. But see, as you question, just as you are questioning here, then that blocks it. You must simply allow it. There is a difference. In many of you have become programmed to follow science and to follow that idea of seeing is believing. And as long as you continue to hold on to that, then you are continuing to stay within the third dimensional illusion. But as soon as you turn that seeing is believing to believing is seeing, everything begins to change for you. And those remembrances that we speak of often will begin to come to you just because they must come to you, just because you are in a higher vibration. So that is somewhat of an answer for you to how to come to those remembrances, is to find yourself in the higher vibrations more and more and more. And you do that by many different ways that we have given, others have given. Be in nature, be around water, especially running water. That is a connection that will help to free you from the third dimension and can basically catapult you into the higher vibrations. Feeling the connection with water, with the consciousness within water. There are so many people across the planet, and when we say something such as consciousness within the water, they, if you were to say that, rather, they would look at you as you're crazy. But we say it all the time. Yes, consciousness within the water, consciousness within all life, consciousness within everything. And that is what you have to begin to connect with. And as you do that, you will have those remembrances, we promise you, dear Thomas, and to everyone else as well. Okay, Shoshana.
We will share on this. May we share with you, dear brother?
Yeah, of course.
The part of what One Who Serves has given about connecting to water, connecting to nature, finding yourself in nature, comes when the mind is quiet. The vast understanding and the vast knowing of who you are, who you've been, where you've been, what you've been, is accelerated when the mind, the cerebral cortex, the brain, shuts off. That's why dreams are so significant, because the conscious mind, the third dimensional mind that you use to traverse your environment and your analytics and your thinking, is shut down, you see. So to accelerate this, as One Who Serves has given, you must shut your mind down. We would say for a thinking person, an analytical person, such as yourself, such as the one we speak through, Joanna, she's very analytical, you must meditate. You must shut the mind down, shut the brain down, and allow for other things to come in that are not to be analyzed, you see. One thing that we will say about the human brain is it prefers to analyze everything, and this actually gets in the way of remembering anything. So we will tell you that the experience of remembering, the experience of feeling and knowing and understanding does not come through thinking, if that makes sense. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be other questions here now? Nothing further, then we are ready for your email question or questions.
Okie dokie. If only I could read my writing and the cast right on my lap. So sitting up, hold on, let me sit up. I'll have to move them. Sorry, honey. Hold on. There you go. Sorry. Can't see what you do. All right. So hang on one second. One question was, are there major conflicts of interest between higher beings, and how do they resolve these conflicts?
We can answer
yes,
that.
Please do, Shoshana.
We wish to share on this. We know that when a consciousness of a being reaches a certain ascended level or ascended understanding, there is no conflict, you see. All points of view, all perspectives are honored and valued as valid. So there cannot be a conflict. The beings can completely disagree with each other, and it does not faze them, as they are not attached emotionally to the viewpoint of another, you see. So it is all very neutral, and it is all honored and valued. Namaste.
We would give example of times in the past here when many councils were meeting and they were discussing the outcome or the fate of this planet and all here on this planet, and many had said that there is no hope. There is no hope for humanity on the planet Earth. And others came forward and said, oh no, there is always hope. So there was disagreement, but there was a continuing working together to resolve the issue. And thankfully for all of you, you can thank those that stepped forward and brought other ideas and concepts and knowings forward to assist in resolving this incredibly important issue about the fate of this planet, such as your Sanat Kumara, who was the one primarily that stepped forward and said, I will take them through this. And he has done this and stayed with this evolution and brought this planet to the very brink of ascension here. So, yes, there has been disagreements, but as Shoshana has wonderfully given, no conflict. Okay? That is
the... Can I ask a follow-up question to that?
Yes, please.
I've seen science fiction shows before about a situation like that, and I'm just wondering if the people did not stand up for humans, would they have just destroyed the planet?
That is what we are saying. They, there was that speaking of a point where there was, many were feeling there was no hope for this planet and the planet would be destroyed or the population of the planet would be eliminated, we will say, in one way or another. And that was the plan for many who were speaking about this. But these are what the councils are for, is to help overcome these various disagreements, not conflicts, but disagreements, to be able to come to resolutions that work for everyone. And certainly the resolution that was come to here has worked for everyone. Not only all of those here on this planet, but the entire solar system and galaxy as well. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
Can I ask a question? Continuing that question, please?
Yes.
What my assumption is, and if I'm correct, but that's when we all had our meeting to decide to come down here. And we became possibly, I'm not saying I am for sure, being one of the 144,000 to make sure this happens this time. And I do believe when you're talking about those who wanted to help, like Sanat Kumara with Sananda, he never gave up with this earth. He did everything. He incarnated as Jesus. And all this to help bring this earth, and he loves this planet, as I understand, and he never gave up. Is that true?
That is correct, yes. But
and I
there
love
was
that.
There was the other indications, other council sessions, we will say here, following what you are speaking of in terms of the conclave, where all of you were the volunteers to come here. There have been other times since that where these council meetings have occurred. And again, this was brought up and various things were kept from happening, we will say, such as a major solar flash that would have happened many, many years ago here on this planet, which would have devastated the entire planet. That was averted. There have been others as well, in terms of your nuclear weapons and things of this nature. Many things have been averted by the galactics and the various ascended masters as well, to keep these things from happening, because it was determined that the consciousness of man, of humanity, must continue on here. Okay.
And we're so thankful to them. I know that I'm speaking for everyone on this call, that we are so grateful for them loving us so much. and caring.
Yes, and we are so very grateful and thankful to all of you as well.
Thank you so much.
Very good. Shoshana, do you have a parting message here?
We do not.
Very good. And believe it or not, we do not either at this time. So we will just say to you, continue to be ready here, for things are going to get quite interesting. That is all we will say here. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.